Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and you were listening to William Vitalis singing Open My Eyes to the World, and we all need to do that. Tonight I have a wonderful guest, and we are very good friends, and she is a very, very special, talented, and gifted lady. Her name is Antonia Lau, and she is the professional celebrity psychic with over 50,000 worldwide readings for over 33 years. And she's been clairvoyant, clairaudient, as well as versed in discipline of tarot, spiritual evolutionary, astrology, numerology, palmistry, and graphology. She has seen and hear the client's guides and guardian angels before it was popular in the mainstream. She also lectures, teaches, and is writing a series of 7 books on metaphysical and spiritual topics. The one thing that I don't have in your bio, Antonia, is that you are a healer. You are a very good spiritual healer. And good evening and welcome.
And thank you for having me, Elizabeth. It's thank you for saying, and I think that's part of our gift as light workers. We bring those talents and abilities from our past life cycle of lives for the benefit of our brothers and sisters on the planet to help all. So I thank you for mentioning that as well.
And of course, as we get closer to 2012, the end of 2012, you know that we're going to really be much needed, and hopefully we'll be gentle and kind to the people around us and help them to find space and change their vibration and come up and heal and let go of all that stuff that we hang on to.
I know that
you do telepathic, and I wanted you to talk about mind reading and your telepathy and how you recognize the souls and how you help them.
All right. First of all, when the mind reading started, as a child, no adult would speak to me about these metaphysical topics. So I started to read about 9 years old, every adult book I could get off the library shelf. And I proceeded to really apply them. But I was always a hard and fast skeptic, Elizabeth. I still am. I think it's a good balance or a good foundation. But I had an unending love for the divine or for God at a very early age, I think, which is also a good balance. But I wanted to test all those little metaphysical qualities of telepathic ability, telekinesis, and those things. And so I believe it was from the ages of 13 on till approximately 20, I would go into a room with one other person there and sit as I was, you know, pretending to read or study. And the other person was in the other room and we weren't speaking. And I would just try to pick up what they were saying. And after years of doing that, Elizabeth, it was things like, where's that pen? Where did I put that book I would get from? And I thought, this is a waste of energy. This could be used for something greater. So I stopped. But for the rest of my life, I didn't realize that it left me with this ability to pick up without recognizing it consciously.
Well, you know, you might have, as a young child, just been working that muscle called the pituitary and the pineal glands in the brain so that later you could be of service. Because I'm finding that most of us, and of course I was born this way,
yes.
I was born crazy. But yeah. Most of us started to develop in our late 20s and early 30s. Is that what happened to you as well?
Actually, the biggest thing was I was already doing those physical things like telekinesis that they used to bet on at school. They would call it N20 has the powers of concentration, moving objects. I wasn't even betting on myself. I was having fun just moving the objects. So for me, it was, as a child, that basis, I think, was out of the way. But I liked having the study. I'm a voracious reader. But I couldn't get enough of parapsychology and metaphysics and the study. And again, I still liken that bottom line was the divine connection or that divine love that was a personalized connection to the divine, which I thought was interesting at that age. So it's important. We all have it. I think you're right about it being exercised. I think it is part of the human consciousness that's been suppressed. Some have it. Elizabeth, as you know, some have it in a small degree based on what they did in prior lives with abilities in between lives and this life.
And I always attribute that, Antonio, you're going to laugh, to singing. I can't sing like Barbara Streisand or Frankie, but I'm sure that I love to sing, and it's not the same thing. But everybody has different
exactly.
chemistry, different vibrations, and we can do some things better than other things.
Exactly. And I think all of the talents are necessary. So we don't compete. We learn that's not necessary. Those gifts are not for you and I, Elizabeth. They're for everyone else. So in essence, we give in service, and I think that comes with the use of the gift. I knew I was getting information in my own living room or bedroom that wasn't doing me any service about other people. It was for them. So that's how I started out.
Well, that's good. And I know that after that, you know what I think? When we were younger, this wasn't thought of as a profession or as anything recognized, like a medical intuitive, like Carolyn Mice has done and all these wonderful people. But don't you think that it is a job and a duty to do the work that we do?
I knew it was, and I knew it was part of my destiny, and I sought to prove. I never thought I would be doing readings. That was the interesting thing. I thought I would take all this knowledge, metaphysical knowledge. So it was a shock to me that I was trained to be a doctor. All my life, I knew I was going to be from childhood on to be, and by high school it was to cardiology, but every teacher knew. So this was a shock that the soul had had made this, how can I say it, plan. Not the conscious mind.
The plan seems to be working because we have Tricia from Rhode Island on the phone, and she would like to speak with you and ask a question.
Sure, Tricia. Go ahead, please.
Well, actually, I was wondering, you know, I have a lot of different things going on in my life, and I, you know, am kind of looking for some insight, either how to bring them to fruition or, I guess, manifest them a little quickly.
Okay, so I would just, you're saying to bring things to fruition and to manifest. I'm always going to say either in your affirmations, Tricia, if I could add, or in your, how can I say it, your process of how you're manifesting, I would always color it with lead me, guide me, walk beside me in the morning or evening to the divine, and ask that I will have this or better or for the best for all involved. And I find for myself, this is just a suggestion for you, Tricia, that it tends to manifest those things much more easily or readily because our conscious minds get in the way and they tend to limit without us realizing it, where the divine timing or divine plan of things has a much more accessible way.
And that's what I was going to add. I always, I love what you said, Antonia, and I also think the next thing, if that doesn't start happening for you, Tricia, in a couple of days, start saying, please lift my blocks and what is my fear? Don't you think, Antonia?
Perfect, Elizabeth, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So maybe that will help, Tricia, and good luck to you. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you.
So, Antonia, I believe that the balancing of the mind and the body and the soul creates a very strong tie to the divine, and that when we get out of balance, either with finances or with our worries or maybe with our children, that that throws us off from manifesting or from even being healthy. What do you think?
I believe that, how can I say, the world conspires, the Maya that it's called, to take us off track, and we've promised with deep resolve on a soul level prior to coming to here, to Earth, that we would overcome those obstacles or those things that block us from doing that and still find that divine connection. So,
you know, you have a fabulous website. I love your website. I was on it for half a day yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Thank
you. And it's called The Secret Garden. So it reminds me of Margaret O'Brien way back in The Secret Garden. I love that movie. But I do think that when we block ourselves, and part of what's going on right now, Antonia, is that people are going through changes and they're not doing the same old, same old, and they're losing their daily routine and they're frightened. So part of what we're doing is that we're looking in the mirror, and maybe we're meeting somebody that we don't like, and we don't like that person because that's who we express sometimes. What about this mirroring?
Well, this is interesting because people don't realize when we find something we don't like about a person, it's usually metaphysically, we know, Elizabeth, you may know as well, most people aren't trained this way or thought, this thought isn't out in the world. But when we see something in somebody else that we detest, it is usually a part of the personality that we had in prior cycle of lives that we are trying to get rid of. And it's to show us this is how it rubs us now. Mm-hmm. It also rubbed others that way before.
So that's been called the spanking of karma.
A little bit.
But also sometimes I'm finding, I know that I used to work with Louise Hay extensively,
yes.
And we always carried little mirrors with us. And we always carried little mirrors with us, and we always were told to look in the mirror when we had a criticism or a judgment.
Yes,
and
yes.
I think that it's in this lifetime, I think it's important to talk about a little bit about this lifetime and how we could change that behavior? Because as I understand it, tell me if I'm right, I've always had a theory that mm-hmm. if you can heal some of your transgressions in this lifetime, you don't carry them into the next life to be worked with.
Exactly. The whole point is even our fears that we hold in this lifetime, we've promised divine we would rid those fears, even the smallest fears. So we have a lot of work to do this life, but that is correct. This is the whole point, to work this out on this side so the soul can progress toward its more divine state, its actual natural state of divinity or perfection. And so those things aren't part of divine. Those, how can I say it, obstacles or those things we find distasteful in ourselves. So we have to work.
I also believe that disease has a mental emotional root.
Correct.
And that if you can go back to the root, you can lift the disease.
Correct.
So I do past life and a present life regression.
Correct. Good. Very good.
Do you do that too?
Oh, yes. And that's amazing you said that, because that is where I will see it pop up. In fact, when I meet a person, immediately for me in my normal daily life, I guess like a film strip, quick, I'll get flashes of several past lives. And I have to just address the one I'm seeing on the final, look. But I think
when that happens to me, Antonia, I ask the body to tell me the first past life where the emotion was felt. And
beautiful.
I call that the root cause.
Beautiful.
So that you can go back to the past life, go back to the root cause, replay it, change the outcome, and the upset like Virgo or stuttering will be gone.
Exactly. And I always like to follow it up. Like I said, I will always address the guides, and they usually give me the direct life that it happened, show me the direct information about the instance where that happened for the person. Then they give me the suggestions as to what the person can use to ameliorate that in this life, which is correct. And when they see it, it's an aha moment for them, so they can progress as well as they could possibly progress in this life.
So. I didn't know you worked with Louise, but we do have a little mirror music that we're going to hear from Elaine Silver. So let's talk about how life is our mirror. Let's listen to Elaine.
Life is our mirror. Life's getting clearer. It may not always give us what we want, but it will always give us who we are. Life is our mirror. Life's getting clearer. It may not always give us what we want, but it will always give us who we are. Life is our mirror. Life's getting clearer. It may not always give us what we want, but it will always give us who we are.
My guest tonight is the marvelous Antonia Lau, and we are taking calls. And you can call us at 888-627-6008. Now, Antonia, I had a very marvelous awareness in June, and I wondered if you did too, and I'm talking about at the summer solstice.
Yes.
I was told by my guides that we are here and being raised up for educating the soul, and that our spiritual healing is becoming our eternal psychology. So we're really helping people shed what they need to continue into the ascension by them shedding their fears.
Yes.
Did you get the same message?
This is interesting, because I've been working on this premise for this process of this change and shift in our evolutionary levels for quite some time. And so I would concur. I had different messages before and after that period of time, because we shifted a whole brand new cycle from the eclipses on from May 20th.
That's correct.
And it's beautiful to see, and we can, you and I will sense that growth, and perhaps others are not sure what that is. But this is that time to really center, not to find fault with self, but to find, how can I say it, look objectively, still love self. And
well,
look objectively.
I had a huge workshop on May 20th, and we welcomed you the new energies because it was powerful. But you know what I realized? This is, you're going to find interesting. I know you know, you've heard about the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes.
Well, we're having an Ark of the Covenant, but it's a rainbow. And it's arching from the 21st of June over to the 21st of December. There's this arch, and the first half, which is between June 21st and September 22nd, is the destruction, the decaying, the letting go. The second half from September 22nd to December 21st is the glory and the fulfillment. So I just think it is fascinating. I'm sure we have more to go, and I think September is going to be the month of water. I had said that the summer would be basically very dry. I said we were going to have the highest temperatures and driest summer that we've had in eons, and we broke all records.
Exactly.
But now we've got the water coming in.
Mm-hmm. And this is interesting with these changes, and all those elements have that energetic phase or that energetic connection to all of us. And earth is to ground, as you are aware, and water is to connect spiritually, which is interesting that you state that. So,
and we were having everything move into Scorpio, which is a water sign. We now have Mars and the North Nodes move on Friday. We have the Pisces blue moon. Full moon. Water everywhere and not enough to drink.
Exactly.
So the next thing that I wanted to talk about, I wanted you to focus on your healing practice, and I'd like you to also talk about if you think there are special areas in the United States where we live that people should be in order to be safe.
I like that you offered that question, and I want people to understand something. Prior to the soul coming to the earth, each one of us asked to come at this time of great change. Each soul has encoded where they promise to be during these changes. So first and foremost, I want people to learn to go in through meditative state, through your material, Elizabeth, or my own, either one or whoever they find that speaks to them, to go deep inside and ask, put me where I am best, or state, to put me where I am best. We know for the world changes that, Canada and Australia are safest, but each area is going to be beset with challenges that we will have to deal with calmly.
Especially around the shore areas.
Exactly. And literally, how can I say it, with still, in a point of crises or when people, there are a lot of people that will become hysterical. You shouldn't. You should ground yourself. Be responsible
for yourself. I find that that's my first response. Oh my gosh, what's going on? My first response is always a fear, a change. I don't want to do it. But then I start working with it. And then, of course, we have to. Louise Hay used to say, well, you're going to have a reaction because it's a physical thing that you've taught yourself. So you do that, but you only have 24 hours. Then you have to start working through it.
Yes, movement. You want to go to the second motion next for those.
Right.
And that's your added response at the time of cataclysm. Or crises in your life or whatever might happen, that is an, I think it's 70% of the population has that reaction.
A
few of those 10% will be leaders, and the other 10% will go off in the corner somewhere. But
those say, I didn't really see that.
Yes, exactly.
That's not really happening. They say, do you believe my eyes or do you believe me?
My whole point is, I am wondering, it's nice, we all want the best, and we still want the best, but I want you to have the best and be safe. So in the areas I would suggest they must watch is the West Coast. It has its own energy that it's going through change, and we have to recognize change is normal and natural to the earth in her process. We don't fear when winter comes, we don't fear when spring comes, but they're beset with beautiful changes on the earth herself. And we see them. When we see the leaves fall from the tree, we don't get upset. We don't cry. And so, but it's a process of hibernation for the tree. It goes in and stores the sap to push out the nutrients it's going to need to push seed out in the spring. And in the spring, it's beautiful, but it's also gorgeous in the fall. It's also gorgeous through the winter when it holds the ice and is in that silent state. So when we go through those changes on the earth herself, we have to remember to enjoy its beauty in its change, in its natural phases.
If people understood that they are in status quo, then status quo starts to be torn down, and yes. you go through the temperance period where you're Thank careful you. And you step by step, and yes. then you rebuild.
Thank you.
But people
Beautifully.
Don't have the courage to rebuild. They are so, I'm going to stay here. Well, yes. then the water's going to come and get you.
Thank you. And I, that's why I want those souls. If, and everybody has free will. They can decide at the last minute to change their mind. But I would like them to be good Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and practically, you know, prepare backup plans. For good, a good example is the hurricane season that they're seeing happen at this point.
And everybody, coming in.
Yes, water. And everybody in Florida prepared, and it was averted, and it went to the Gulf states. They might not have been as prepared. Mm-hmm. But what I like is they naturally do it. They don't have a frenzy in Florida. They just go to Home Depot, get the plywood, put it up in the windows. They get the food, the water, and they're kind. They're wonderful to one another for the mm-hmm. most part. So, That's but the true. Shelves are empty. So it's practical preparation is all. That's all.
Right. And, of course, I sat down years ago. I'm going to tell you, this was in 93 or 94, and I wrote down, I asked Spirit where it would be safe in 2012.
Yes.
And I wrote down the 50th parallel on both sides of the globe, which, of course, is the St. Lawrence River, upper New York State in Canada. And then the lower side of the globe, I believe it's part of Australia and other places, a little bit of New Zealand. But those were going to be the safe places. And mm-hmm. I knew that people were going to be moving to Vancouver, mm-hmm. to Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, and Vancouver, and upper New York State, Vermont, and Maine. Maine is also very safe. But the people, of course, don't want to leave the money. And the money is where? New York, Boston, and Washington, D.C. And where is all of that? I'm talking East Coast now. And where is all of that? That's all on the water. That's all where it's all going to fall down.
Well, what I sense or see is, how can I say it, the energy that is off the western coast, and that goes from the Cascadian, how can I say it, a fault that goes through Canada, through BC, as well as up through Alaska, all the way down through Mexico from the San Andreas where it meets. Those energies are discordant, and I would suggest those that feel drawn, they need to move away from that. That is the first fracture of that.
They need to do that right now, and that's happening this fall. That correct. Was in my predictions on New Year's Day, that actually I got that we'd have a California quake and mm-hmm. we'd have more on the East Coast. Both of them were
correct,
have
and
a
also the middle.
Fall.
We have those people that are in the from the Great Lakes down to the New Orleans area. They need to be aware that that is a beautiful plan for that area to be opened, and that
it's
waterways
going to be open, and the waters of the Great Lakes are going to empty into the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, and that is why they didn't rebuild after Katrina. Our scientists are well aware, those that work with our government or shadow government, unfortunately, are aware.
But they did rebuild a lot after Katrina, but I know yeah. that there's some things that they did not do. They
yes.
do realize that Galveston, Texas,
yes.
Corpus Christi, Texas, and New Orleans are going to be underwater.
So they're aware, but the public seems to, like you said, Elizabeth, kind of turn away and look. And I want those that want to rebuild, those pioneering spirits, to come forward and rebuild again like their great-grandparents did when
There's
they came
a wonderful
to this
organization up in Canada with Bruce Beach. And we've been writing emails for years. He's written a book on how to survive, what to do when it's over,
yes.
what to have in your home. And so I followed all of that. But the people that are resisting are just going to, that's their karma.
That's their free will choice. And what I have been doing for the last several years now, this has been a study since the 70s when I tried to disprove it, and it worked the other way, but it actively in the last 3 years to help people prepare, I do it freely, how can I say it, by Skype or speaker for whatever they need or a lecture for it as well, about exact ways to stay safe, not with conjecture, not theory, but really strong practical ways. I would suggest people on the islands need to move off those islands, suggesting 250 miles in from any coastline, 300 miles from any nuclear power plant, away from major cities. I list these nicely on my website for more information for
and
them.
And give out your website, please.
It is www.inthesecretgarden.com. Again, inthesecretgarden.com. I never saw the Margaret O'Brien movie, but I heard the guides tell me the name of the site.
Oh,
so
you must see that movie.
I will.
You must see it, The Secret Garden with Margaret O'Brien. Get it on Netflix or something, because she's a little girl. She's about 6 years old, and she knows how to go into this garden that has a a big, you know, handle, and it's a wooden door, and she has to push it, and she has to go in. It's just absolutely fabulous. Uh-huh. And I have been doing a meditation for years about the secret garden. Mm-hmm. I have people meditate and go into their secret garden in their minds. Yes. And it's all dried up and it has all the autumn leaves, we have to rake it and we have to get it clean. And then we break the ground and we plant the seeds. And when they come out of it, they manifest. It makes a big change.
Exactly. I was gifted with that for the website. One of the people that I work with, one of the groups, selfhelptree.com, has several of my meditations, and they crafted one specifically after seeing my website, which I was very thankful for, that I voiced for them. And it's free on my website if people would
and
like
to. And the meditation that we're doing this evening, you'll be able to download the pod after tonight, and you'll be able to do it again, hear it again. So yes. We're doing a very special meditation this evening. I was able to change that for you.
Thank you so much.
I did want you to talk about your radio show, Beyond the Here and Now. Are you still broadcasting?
Oh, yes. And my show, I'm thankful for the station. Since last July 2011, we have 5 million listeners worldwide, actual listeners. And it's called Beyond the Here and Now at Indie.com. I'm sorry, Indie100.com. We just changed the name of the company.
So that's a web broadcasting station like BBS Radio?
It's a little different. It's digital radio over IP, kind of like the vein of XM and Sirius, similar to BBS. But we don't charge like XM and Sirius, and that's important for people to have access to free access to the information we offer. And BBS does the same for the listener as well. So this information.
BBS Radio is the best radio station.
It's amazing.
If it isn't mainstream, it's BBS Radio.
We have 7 billion people to reach, so we need as many people out there to reach as possible.
She said 36 million for my new healing process, which we'll have to talk about at some point. We're about to take our station break, and then we're going to be back. We are taking more calls. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. The phone number to call is 888-627-6008. And I have as my guest, the very special Antonia Lau. We'll be back right after these messages.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful. Waiting at the station with a workday window blowing, I've got nothing to do but watch the passers-by. Mirrored in their faces I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bi-monthly in 3 regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. Join us Saturday, October 20th, in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, for the 5th annual BCMA Holistic Spiritual and Health Fair at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. There is an entrance donation to our charities for $5, as well as lunch being served. We'd love you to join us for the day. You can have a psychic reading from one of several famous national psychics, as well as local readers. Experience various forms of massage and body work, including Reiki, the Reconnection, and the fifth dimension vibrational healing. Learn how to transform your life with the many holistic services available and enjoy the offerings of metaphysical businesses and our vendor, all the while knowing that some of the proceeds from this fair go to our local charities. This year, October 20th, 2012, our charities are the Red Cross, the Lower Bucks County Division for our homeless, as well as the Circle of Miracles Church Building Fund. The BCMA is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility. To pre-schedule your psychic reading or energy healing appointment, call 215-996-0646. For further information and pictures of our psychics and vendors, go to our website, thebcma.net. Hope to see all of you at the fair. It's going to be a great day. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the eighth, the eight and a half, the ninth, and the tenth. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out. Nationally known clairvoyant Elizabeth Joyce has developed classes for you to begin to open your spiritual chakras. The date of this workshop weekend is September 15th and 16th, 2012. It is very important that the body is able to absorb the extra energy coming onto the planet, as well as the changes that are ahead for us. The way to keep yourself in balance, to strengthen your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual body, and to connect strongly with your universal body and your soul, one needs to learn how to work with and receive the new energies from your spiritual chakras. Developing your spiritual chakras is rather easy, but it takes time and dedication, just like your meditation practice takes time and dedication for you to strengthen yourself and join with the higher universal energies. The classes are held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, on September 15th and 16th. For further information, go to the website iavh.net or call Elizabeth Joyce at 215-996-0646 for a class schedule and further information. If you are interested in ascension and you are interested in preparing for the changes in the best way that you possibly can, then this is a weekend workshop that you cannot miss. The teachings are based on the book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, as well as the workbook of Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. So join us on September 15th and 16th for the highest information available to you at this time, developing your spiritual chakras. You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome back to Let's Find Out. And my guest tonight is Antonia Lau. And during the intermission, Antonia Lau and I were talking about the coming changes and how to prepare for it. So, Antonia, I'd like you to talk about that. And I'd like you to bring in, if you could, a little bit about our angels and guides as we go through this preparation.
I do nothing without the guides throughout my life, and so they've given me some really strong information. You can go on the website, my website at inthesecretgarden.com, to see some of those about the changes coming. But what I find is that they're lightly prepping or not prepping properly, and I want those that are going through doing the efforting to do it so they really succeed, so we can have this rebuilding phase beautifully. So I would suggest that they cannot just contain themselves in their basements. That's easy to think, but this is the age of the Aquarius that we're approaching, which is all about community. And we'll have to help one another openly, with compassion and selflessly. But I find even the practical preparation, Elizabeth, the foods, they're storing things like rice and beans and legumes. Uh-huh. What I'm going to suggest is it takes 2.5 times the amount of water to reconstitute those things. So canned foods that are packed in water, vegetables, higher protein-rich foods, are going to be much better.
Even the old canning fruits and vegetables, yes, used to can them in water when I was younger.
Exactly, my grandmother did. We all. But the interesting thing is they have to watch, because many people that aren't used to the rapid changes on the earth or their earthquakes or earth movement, they have to watch so glass may not be as easily handled. Mm-hmm. So they also have to have preparation by taking seeds with them in their groups and communities. But I'm going to suggest the largest one they're not preparing for is it needs to be underground, under surface. No group less than 100 in number, and no group, how can I say it, and not more than a couple of hundred, because we have, unfortunately, our shadow governments that would not like to see us make it through these changes. They want to have their own plan going, which is not so great. So
the other thing that's important, too, is to go inland. We have to go inland, yes. Right, Antonia?
Well, partly, I'm just going to suggest you must watch, because the Rockies were formed in one day. Mm-hmm. People don't understand when the Pacific tectonic plate, so to speak, jammed with the North American tectonic plate, it raised them. Scientists used to believe, we were all taught, that those earth changes happen over millions of years, and they realized 7 to 10 years ago, oops, they happen instantaneously and then stay that way for thousands of years. So what I want people to do is listen to that inner guidance. They must fine-tune that intuition from now on with the meditations we offer that are offered by light workers around, but be guided. We want them to be guided to what's best and for them. And also listen, pay attention to where it's safe. Don't just build because everybody else says you should. Go where your soul promised, but with a group, and work cohesively with a group. The surface is going to be not habitable for quite some time.
Right, and we do have Joe from New York that's calling to ask you a question. Can
Please.
We talk with Joe for a minute?
Sure. How are you, Joe?
I'm good. I'm calling from New York. I've had a phenomena where I've been woken at 4:44 in the morning for the last 8 or 9 years.
At 4 a.m.?
4:44. I've been told it's something angelic. Do you have any idea about that?
You said 4:44, correct?
Right, right.
Okay.
Which is
okay.
A high spiritual number. It is
exactly.
Angelic, Joe.
Exactly. If you'd like to go, Joe, on my website, I have the triple-digit numbers on one of the pages there, the number sequences. You can read one of the meetings there. But it is training you toward that four or structuring, but mind, body, and soul structuring, not just physical structuring, and that point of balance, building a foundation and working to do so on a consistent basis. So if I could suggest during the waking state, Joe, it may be referring you to meditate at this exact same time or go through your material or write in a journal at the exact same time.
You know, Yoganandaji wrote about this, wrote about yes. waking everybody, Joe. Yoganandaji, Paramahansa Yogananda, Yogananda of selfrealization.com.
Yes.
Talked about waking everybody up at 4:44 a.m. He said it is the best time to meditate when all the electronics are down. But if that's happening to you, I think you're being called by your spirit guides. I think that they're trying to get a breakthrough and they want you maybe to get very quiet and listen
yes.
and see, maybe do automatic writing. What do you think, Antonio?
I would suggest to just if he just opens to spirit and listens instead of being, like I said, at that point in time, in the sleep state, there's information that can pass, but he needs to pull it from the subconscious mind to the conscious mind.
And write it down and journal it.
Yes, journal it, I would suggest.
And it's very dramatic. It's very dramatic, and it's mm-hmm. happening for quite a few years.
Are you waking up, sitting up, or shocked, or direct, or how is it, Joe, may I ask?
Well, in the beginning, I'll hear something in a dream or... sounds like a noise or a knock in the room, and it wakes me up, and I look at the digital clock, and it's exactly 4:44.
Okay, with the digital clock, it is impressing that number. It is, again, impressing that number upon you. So as Elizabeth stated, the Paramahansa Yogananda also talked about that. Casey talked about the fact that it is prior yes. to dawn that we have to, Edgar Casey, to meditate. That's the best
that's
time.
That's when the guys and the angels are going to come. Joe, I'm right across the river if you're in the city in Baldwin, New Jersey, which is Bergen County. And if you go to my website, which is www.new-visions.com, perhaps I can help you a bit further after the show.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you both.
So, Antonio, I think what that is saying, what Joe is saying to everybody is, hey, we're all getting our messages, but we don't
Everyone.
Know what they mean or what to do with them.
Exactly. And it's up at literally that discernment. Now, what I find is it's like the layers of the onion. They'll get one piece of data and information from one source, the second layer from another, the third,
Always
the fourth,
an onion,
the fifth.
Yep.
And so if they follow that onion, then they find full detail and that, how can I say, that concern. I would suggest that they get in contact with their guides during that morning time. That's
and some
precious
people
time.
Don't know how to do that. But you know, another thing, I think people are being called now, and maybe
Correct.
People that are doctors or work in banks or work in high positions are all of a sudden going to be having what Joe was having, waking up in the night and impressed with the number 333 or 444
yeah, right.
or 222. And they're very important. And I would say get quiet and listen, take some deep breaths, and then start to journal. See if you
Correct.
Can do automatic writing, don't you think?
Well, I would suggest perhaps with them not being prepared for automatic writing, I would just suggest if they have a divine love for the divine, just by putting information, and my suggestion is to let the free flow happen.
Mm-hmm.
More,
well,
we're so active all the time, but when we do nothing, that's when we usually get more information. And then we can write what we're given, and I would suggest so that morning isn't wasted. Everybody goes at night to class. We all go and we're awakened. Sometimes, usually it was 3 a.m. before. Now this 4:00 is also, it shows a different kind of waking period.
Yes, it's a higher level.
Exactly.
I think. Now, you know, this all started back in the 1960s. We really started breaking towards 2012 in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. And there was a wonderful singer by the name of Mama Cass that mm-hmm. talked about a new world coming. So let's mm-hmm. hear what she had to say.
That was great to hear, Mama Cass. And the words, the lyrics, right on.
Mm-hmm. It's
right
coming.
Right on target.
So I want you to do your website again. I wanted to know if you could give them, our audience, a little bit of a tip as to how to say that prayer, put me in my right place, Lord, again, so that they can start getting their inner guidance.
Surely. The website, again, for more information about me and these things we've been talking about, are at inthesecretgarden.com. Again, inthesecretgarden.com. They also, what I mentioned, is just to state in the morning before your feet hit the floor as you're awaking, lead me, guide me, walk beside me, keep me on my divine right path, and then be open and receptive to all those intuitive cues. And then act on them. Don't just keep them in the head. Act on them. Don't just say, wow.
Many times we get thoughts and then we say, oh, that won't happen.
I know.
That's not going to happen. I hear that all the time. You know, I'm giving a reading and somebody will go, well, that's not going to happen. I go, well, you know, you're stopping. You're good.
That's correct. I always say I can only tell you what I see. And it's invariably you'll get the clients that will do that. And then 2 months later, can I get another appointment? Because those things have transpired if they
Absolutely.
Were open to them.
Well, this has been a wonderful evening. I really appreciate your coming. We had a lot of information on tonight's show, Antonia.
Yes.
And I'm going to put this show up on my website. I hope you will, too.
I have it on Podomatic, and they can go and see it at that point, okay?
That's terrific. And we will have you back. I'd like to have you back either just before or just after Election Day, if you're willing to come back. That would be wonderful.
I would be happy to, Elizabeth.
And then we can project a little bit more. Thank you very much, Antonia Lau. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're listening to Let's Find Out. What we're going to be doing is preparing for the meditation, which, again, came from Antonia Lau. But I wanted to mention next week's guest, actually September 10th. His name is Eric Thornton, and he's an author, and he's also a very prosperous healer. And he really has literally helped change people's lives forever. The name of his book is Educating the Soul, and it's by Eric Thornton, and he lives out in the Oregon, Washington state area. So we'll be getting even more information about how there is a new world coming. This is Elizabeth Joyce. We're finishing up Let's Find Out. So get ready for the meditation. Sit with both feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And let's listen to Antonia Lau with our meditation. Thank you and good night.
Visualize standing in the center of a circle, where Archangel Uriel is standing in the direction of north, directly facing you. Archangel Michael is standing in the direction of south, directly behind you. Archangel Raphael is to your right, in the direction of east. And Archangel Gabriel is to your left, in the direction of west. Archangel Uriel will be beaming the inner light in the color of a yellow from his heart and from the palms of his hands. Archangel Raphael is sending you the pink light of divine love from the heart and the palms of the hands. Archangel Michael is beaming the ray of compassion and mercy in the color of aquamarine blue. Archangel Gabriel is beaming the green healing light in the color of emerald green. The great silent watcher is hovering above this entire grid from the space of her heart. She is sending a bubble of light in the color of turquoise aquamarine blue light. This bubble forms around you and the four archangels. The energy substance of this bubble holds within it the texture and qualities of the precious stone turquoise. Turquoise removes negative energies from the physical body, the emotional body, and the mental body. It prevents anger, pain, jealousy, envy, fear, worry, panic from penetrating into your being. It protects you from the external elements that cause anger and discomfort. Visualize yourself at the center of this grid of light, with the four angelic forces all around you, each sending you the light of their ray and the qualities that they carry. Lower vibrational energies would now come to the surface to be transmuted. For the transmutation of these energies, I now call forth an inferno of a violet flame to create a cylinder of violet light around you. Visualize violet light spiraling from the base of your feet, winding its way all around you, reaching to the top of your head. A cylinder of purple light is now forming around you, which encompasses your entire torso. This cylinder is about 5 feet from one edge to the other and extends from the ground all the way to the top of your head and further up, releasing all lower energies that come to the surface. The spiraling whirlwind of the violet flame moves upward and outward from the base of your feet to the top of your head and beyond. It only moves in one direction, up and out. Take a few deep breaths and continue to visualize this entire grid of light. Continue to keep this visualization. Inhale. In summary, visualize yourself standing inside a cylinder of violet flame. The four angelic forces of Uriel, Raphael, Michael, and Gabriel are standing in the direction of north, east, south, and west, respectively. From their heart and the palms of their hands, beams of light in the color of yellow, pink, blue, and green are emanating to your heart and your body. A bubble of light in the color of turquoise, aquamarine blue light is formed around you and the four angelic forces. This light is coming to you from the heart core of the great silent watcher, who is a great being of love and light. Energies such as anger, fear, pain, and dross are being pulled from your own body into the violet cylinder of light and transmuted upward and outward away from your body. The spiraling violet flame is releasing pain and dross from your mental and emotional and physical body, freeing you from many lifetimes of pain, anger, hardships, and struggle. Now I give to you this mantra to repeat. In the violet light of transmutation, I stand. In the turquoise light, I am. In the protection of Michael, I am. In the healing light of Raphael, I am. In the inner light of Uriel, I am. In the pure light of Gabriel, I am. I release all dross from all dimensions and realities. I offer this dross through the intercession of the great silent watcher. For release and transmutation into pure light. The pure light of Paramatman, I am. The pure light of undifferentiated source, I am. The pure light of Allah, I am. The pure light of God's source, I am. The pure light of Yahweh, I am. The pure light, I am. I am. I am. I am. So it is. It is done. Amen. Use this grid for a 22-day period of time. It is best to do it consecutively. However, do not worry if you miss a day. Continue by adding the missed days at the end. Start this grid while the present energies are coming forth to help protect you during this time of release. Repeat this exercise whenever you feel energies of anger, fear, and pain come to the surface. These energies are energies accumulated through many lifetimes of pain, struggle, rejection, abandonment, and betrayal. It is helpful to use this grid more than once, especially if you feel a great onslaught of angry thoughts and emotions. After this phase of clearing, you may still continue to use this grid of light whenever you feel the need. Ask the Great Silent Watcher and the angelic forces of Uriel, Raphael, Michael, and Gabriel to continue around the clock to work on your body and being for the full release of all negativity and lower vibrations. I am Metatron.